with Samar Makamos on each of the 14 topics. So Eretz Yisrael, Bitachan, Galus, Geula, Eilam Haba, Nevuah, Am Yisrael, Zachar Nekeva, Inyanei Chinuch, Nesinas HaTorah, Tshuva V'Kapara, Parnasa, Gematria, and then Shonos. I just wanted to, Maral is filming about a dog I just put in, just that there's no, you know, it's not particularly interesting. He has nice things to say about dogs. So as I say, I'm not necessarily going to cover it in order, although I'll try to tell you ahead of, a week ahead of time what I will look at. But the whole purpose is that you have, the Mahalik. Now I do want to emphasize when I give you a page, a daf, as opposed to a perek, you should use what is called the London edition, which is the standard edition, not Rabbi Hartman's edition, right? The Daffim are based on that. The reason why I use the London edition is because the London edition you can get for free on HebrewBooks.org. So mainly it's easier for you to get those swarm. All of the Kisvei Maral are available online. Some of Rabbi Hartman's swarm are available online too, but not all of them, and he didn't do all of them yet. So we work with the Hennig edition, that's the family, or the London edition, as it's called. So any pagination is based on that one. If it's the Perek, then it's Tamazai, the Perek. Every sefer will be the same Perek. Okay? So that's, something to have. And, also another thing that's available online, there's a set of four Svarim, maybe you've seen it or you have it, called Eitzris Gedele Yisrael, by Rav Moshe Tsuriel. And this is a very, very interesting set of Svarim. Again, HebrewBooks.org, available for free, but it's for Chalakim. And he takes different Gedalim, the Netziv, the Ramchal, etc. And he gives you an anthology of Likutim, of what they say on many, many different Inyanim. And one of his Chalakim is devoted to the Maral, Chelak Aleph. The Rambam and the Maral. I don't know if I juxtaposed them there, but yes. Half of the Chelak Aleph is Rambam, half is Maral, and in addition, he has an index, which is many, many, many times more than this. He literally has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Inyanim with thousands of Mara Mekaymas. So, you know, so if you ever want to do research be'ion on how the Maral approached any given Mikzaya, that's a very excellent thing. Eitzris Gedele Yisrael. In fact, it's excellent for many things. Ramchal, Netziv, Malbim, Ksav HaKabbalah, they're different. Some Gedalim, you know, a little off the beaten course. Okay. But for today.
When was this written?
The person's alive. Rav Moshe Tsuriel. I mean, it's not written now, probably 20 years old, but he's a person. He does anthologies. He does Likutim of many, many different swarm. He has a good Haskamah, so he's well regarded in the Torah world. But right now though, just for today, I want to be mamshich a little bit what we were talking about last week, in particular the Gor Aryeh, both in terms of the specific vorts we were looking at, and then I want to talk about the Gor Aryeh's Mahalach generally. If you remember, we were looking at one of the most famous shtiklach in the Gor Aryeh, in which he raises the question of how could Shimon marry Dina, even if say that it was Kaidim Tanta. But the Avais and the Shvatim kept the whole Torah at Shalei Nitna, and since after Matan Torah it would be forbidden for a brother to marry a sister, so how is it Yitochein that a brother could marry a sister? Right? This is the Kasha. So the Gor Aryeh gave Bekitzer three Terutzim to this Kasha, when you summarize everything. The first Terutz, he says, and this is not his own Terutz, he says, Yesh Misha Aymer. And it's interesting that Rav Hartman writes, Lo Matsasi Makor Lazeh. So we don't know who the Maral got this from. And the like, and he says that the Hetcher of the Avais was Ger Sheniskayer Kekatan Shenaylad Dami. And that is to say what? That since they weren't Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, they weren't in his Lashon, they were not born in a Matzav of Chayva. So any mitzvahs they did were the bechina, beruchnias of Kabbalah's Geiris. And Kabbalah, he doesn't mean they went through the dinim of Geiris of Tefillah, he doesn't mean that, but it means whenever you're not, the Maral is Magdir, anyone that's not Nailad in a Matzav of Chiyuv, if he's doing mitzvahs, has a din of Geiris. And Al Sgerish and Iskar, Katnish and Nailadami, Yaakov was not related, I'm sorry, Rachel and Leah were not two Achiyas. and therefore you could marry them. And Shimon is not related to Din. Now that's a stickle chiddush the Maral is saying, because this teretz is saying Gershon Iskayer doesn't only apply to Rachel and Leah who came mibachutz. It even applies to the relationship of Shimon and Dina that are nailed from Yaakov, but since they're not nailed to Bechiev, they don't have the din of Korva, and it's Alskershin Iskar Kutan Shanaila Dami. As I say, the Maral does not give this as his own teretz. The Maral brings it Bishem Yesh Misha Aimer, he doesn't say who says it. And then the Maral, in the most famous part of it that the Ksais brings in the Hakdama, says, aye, so how come by Matan Taira they were allowed to marry each other? Zakta Maral, since the Geirus of Matan Torah was not midaitam, it was Balkorcham, Kafa Aleim Harkigigis. Zakta Maral, a Geirus that's Balkorcha, you don't say Ger Sheniskayer Kekutin Shenayla Dami. And we explained it to mean, or else doesn't fully flesh it out, but the pashtus of the Hesber is, because I only say Kekutin Shenaylad when you are repudiating your past. Here, you have to become a Yid, because that is the panemius of a Jew, to be Makabal the Torah. So you're not cutting off what you are, you're becoming who you are. Okay. Now, I did mention, I think, the Meshech Chachma, who doesn't bring the Gorari, Taka says, the first generation of Matan Torah was mutter in that. Okay. So that was the Maral's first teretz. By the way, he actually gives four teretz. I mean, he then brings a teretz that in Chutzlo Yaretz, the Abbas didn't keep the Torah, but that would only be a teretz for Yaakov, that wouldn't be a teretz for Shimon marrying Dina. And Maral didn't like it anyway, because he said, if it's not Tluya B'Yoretz, why should Eretz Yisrael make enough communion? Okay, that's the Ramban. Now, the second teretz the Maral gave, which he likes the most, in a way is the least dramatic teretz, and that is that the same way the Avos were masig the Torah Beruach HaKadosh, there was no tzivui, Ruach HaKadosh, so they were masig that there were necessary exceptions. So Eina Chinami, Avada they kept the Torah, but when it was the Hashkacha El Yaina, that certain things should come, that Shimon and Dina needed to be Mizdabeg, or that the Beis Yisrael had to come from Rachel Velea, Heimamru Veheimamru, the Zelba Ruach HaKadosh, that told them they're not allowed to do it, told them that it's mutter. Once there's a tzivoy, then you have a principle called loba shamayimi, meaning to say, when the Eibishter gives us a mitzvah, so a navi cannot be mavatha. But there, the whole thing is working through nevuah. Now, it's not shayach to say loba shamayimi if the whole makor of tzivoy is only al nevuah and ruach hakodesh. So the Maral says there's a hashgacha that there's going to be a yaitze min haklal for whatever the reason is. But the third teretz of the Maral, which I think where we left off, is the Maral says a very, very interesting chiddush. And this he says as his own chiddush. He doesn't bring it from anybody else. He says that the rule that the Avos and the Shvatim kept the whole Torah, Ad Shalei Nitna, only applies to mitzvah saseh. It does not apply to a mitzvah slay saseh. Except he makes an exception. He says, Avram Avinu, Taka did everything. But once you go beyond Avram Avinu, says the Avos and the Shvatim, and certainly the Shvatim, they kept the mitzvah saseh, and they didn't keep the mitzvah slay saseh. Yeah.
Is there a reason you're supposed to say that about
Huh?
Was there a reason he was forced to say that about Avraham Avinu?
He wasn't forced to say it, but the Lashon is only by Avraham Avinu it says Ki Eim Kol HaTorah Kula.
Even
Eiri Tichumen. And even Eiri Tichumen, yeah. The question is Eiri Tichumen, is even a Drabanan, but the question is Eiri Tichumen an Asay or is it a Laisasa? In other words, it could be a Matir of a Laisasa of Tichumen. Yeah, but he says Avraham Avinu had a Meyuchadikar relationship.
Now,
say again? But either one, no matter what it is, Eruvei Tichumen, Eruvei Tafshilin, they're two Gersais, but both of them could be viewed as either a positive commandment, or it can be viewed as a way to matcher what otherwise would be usher. In other words, it's usher to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, Eruvei Tafshilin is a matcher. In other words, he didn't cook unless he had the matcher. So that's the Shaila. On one hand, you make a bracha, it's a kasha, because I mean, chayra, you don't make a bracha on a leisasa. It's similar, I'll give you a mashal by aninus, it's a similar shayla by aninus, an einein, until kavura, is pater from a mitzvah's asei. Doesn't make a bracha. but he's chayev in a mitzvah sleisas. If he states that he can't eat milchiks after fleishiks or whatever it is, can't eat treif. So the question is an einein mechuyev in a tila shadayim before eating bread? He doesn't make a bracha and he doesn't make hamayim. So do I perceive of netilah shadayim as a mitzvah chiyuvis, in which case an einein is pater, or do I say no? There's an iser to eat bread without netilah shadayim. So if an einein were to eat bread without netilah shadayim, he would be oiver. Yeah, it's rabbanan talk. It's not derisa, but he would be oiver an iser to rabbanan. So it's machlokes. The minhag talk is the einein washes without a bracha. He does not make a bracha. Does not in shivan. But he would be neitel yadayim without a bracha. So a ruvi tachum and a ruvi tafshilin is a similar idea. Now the Maral says, what's the chiluk again? I know I said this, but I'm going to go right through with the Maral today. Just something we didn't talk about. What's the nafkamin? Because itainas every mitzvah saseh is maisif kedusha in a person. Now, if you're mitzvah, you get more kedusha. But even if you're not mitzvah, there's a tesefes kedusha in a mitzvah saseh. So memela, the avos hakdeshim and the shvatim, who wanted to be mizdabek in the shechina, they voluntarily did mitzvah saseh as a bechina of an eino mitzvah v'yaisa, in order that they should have tesefes kedusha. And you see, the Maral says, that in halacha there certainly is a musik of doing a mitzvah saseh as an eino mitzvah v'yaisa, because that's exactly the situation of women, right? Women are peturas from many mitzvah saseh shezman grama, like shayfar and like lulav and sukkah, and yet if a woman wants to do it, she is considered to, she gets schar. That's the last one. She gets schar as an eino mitzvah v'yaisa. We mentioned the machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which the Ramah paskins. By the way, you know, yesterday was the Ramah's yard site. We forget sometimes. It's interesting. The whole world knows that Lag BaOmer is the yard site of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when in fact, Epshur historically it was not. Because some say, and you have some say, that if you look in the earliest Kisvei Yad of the Talmidei Ha'ari, a word was misdeciphered. It says Bayaim Hazeh, Bayaim Shleishim B'Shalosh Liaimer. It says Shin Memches Samach Rabbi Shimon, that he was Megala the Sidus of the Zayar. In later manuscripts, the Shin Memches became Shin Mem Saf Shemes, and some have tied it with some proof, especially in Rashi script, the Ches and the Saf look very close. Some have said that indeed there is no real makor that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was nifter in Lag BaOmer. It was a day that he was megala site, and it's samach. It was a day of simcha taka, but it wasn't the yard site per se. But the one person who we know did die in Lag BaOmer is the Ramah. The Ramah's yard site was taka yesterday. But be it as it may, the Ramah, Rabbeinu Tam, Paskin, a woman even makes a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysa. The Rambam and the Mechaber paskins, a woman doesn't make a bracha. Aber, to do the mitzvah as an eino mitzvah v'yaisa, shivada gets chah. On the other hand, the Maral Tainas, aloi sasa, there's absolutely no inyan, except for chinuch of a child, but there's no inyan on aloi sasa as an eino mitzvah v'yaisa. If a non-Kohen would say, I'm not gonna marry a grusha, not because of the marital issues of that, but simply because I want to get schar of fulfilling the mitzvah of not marrying a grusha, that certainly wouldn't make any sense at all. And the Maral says, the svar is like this. Mitzvos saseh give you tosefes kedusha. So even if you're not mitzvah, you want to get tosefes kedusha. A mitzvos leisaseh itainis, now there'll be a little problem with this, does not give you kedusha. If you're over on a leisaseh, it puts a hole in you and you lose the kedusha you have. So let's say, once again, you start off the day with 10 units of kedusha. So if I do a mitzvah saseh, I can go from 10 to 20 to 100. If I went through the day and I wasn't over on a lav, I remain at 10. You'll see, there'll be some conscious in this. If I'm over on a lav, I punch a hole in myself and then I wind up lower But the Leisasa, the kiyum of the Leisasa, is not Meisiv Kedusha. The Aveira of the Leisasa is Peiches Kedusha, a Brzuk de Maral. Why is it Peiches Kedusha? Because your Meireids Kenegan Hashem. So Memeil, if you're not a Mitzvah, it's not a Merida. It doesn't affect you. So the Avos had no particular inyan to be Mishtadol to keep Leisasas, because if you're not a Mitzvah B'Yisa, there is no such inyan. And that forempers Yaakov marrying two Achiyas, and that forempers Shemain marrying Dina, because they're not Mitzvah B'Yisa on a Leisas. Yeah.
Everything is talking about the Fucha over here. Leisasa is precious
kedusha
because it's
loyed negad
Hashem.
Yeah.
So we're not saying the same way that
this says
Meisav
kedusha because it's present in the kind of Mekayim. It's a hora, but the Maral brings a raya that you see v'chol ha'pachas from the musav gadol mitzvah v'yaisa mimisha eina mitzvah v'yaisa, that there is a bechina by an asay of being an eina mitzvah v'yaisa. And that only makes sense if you say that there is some Tesefes Kedusha, even if you're not Mitzvah.
Intrinsically.
In other words, you look at it the other way. In other words, instead of saying a Mitzvah is Meisiv Kedusha only because you're doing Ratzon Abayre, it's the other way around. The Mitzvah becomes the Ratzon Abayre because it's Meisiv Kedusha. So there's an antecedent concept that Hashem made the world, made the universe, that these Pu'ulais are Meisiv Kedusha to the Neshama. Now, the Maral brings an absolute...
Huh?
I know you. No, no, that's what he's saying. So that's why there was no problem. That's what he's saying. The Avos did not have to keep Leisasas. That's what he's saying. That's why Yaakov married two sisters. That's good for the Teres. Now, the Maral brings an absolutely gewaldig raya to this. Mamish, a brilliant, brilliant raya. We know, to fend for Tisus, Kasha, and Nida. The Kasha Tisus asks, and that is the following. We know the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that when you're within Dalet Amos of a mace, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. You're not allowed to have tzitzis out. You're not allowed to learn Torah. And all of this is based on the pasuk in Mishle of Layeg L'Rosh Cheref Eiseyu. Layeg L'Rosh. You're making fun of a poor person. You're blaspheming him. You're cursing him out. Why? Because once a person is dead, he's not able to do mitzvahs, and the neshama is aware of the fact. On some level, he can't do mitzvahs. Remember the famous mice of the grind? The grind was crying as he left this world. He was holding his sisters, and he says, for a few kopeks, a few prutot, one could be kindness, so much kinyonim of ruchnis. And once you're in Eilam Haba, you get gevaldik eschar, but you can't go weiter. Of course, there are ways. The Gra says, derech agav the agav. The pasuk says in Zechariah, "V'nasati lecha mahalchim b'noim d'ma'ela," I will give you a pathway among the pillars. The Gra Taka says, "A malach is called an oimed. A malach is much greater than me, but he's stationary. A mensch is called a mahalich, because we can go mi madrega le madrega." The Navi is telling us, even when you're among the malachim, you can be a mahalich by your children and your talmidim afterwards. Okay, but in terms of yourself, you're stuck. Kivin shemes adam nasa chavshi min mitzvahs. So Mamela, the Gemara says, to do mitzvahs in proximity to a mace is causing the mace pain. Loyeg larosh. The Beferish of Gemara. Right, the mice had all sorts of heterim. Am I allowed to say Tehillim? Okay, it's a different thing. So we have different heterim, Tehillim, Tfilas for the mace that you're allowed to do. But okay. So Freptisis, the Gemara, the following Kasha. The Gemara in Nida discusses, are the Tachrichim of a mace, are you allowed to use Shatnas in Tachrichim a mace? Can I bury a mace in wool and linen? So the Gemara says it's totally on this shaila, are mitzvahs betelis liyasid lava? Will the mitzvahs still be nayeg by tchias amesim? If the mitzvahs are still going to be nayeg by tchias amesim, I can't put tachrichim on him because when he comes back, he'll be wearing shatnas. So I'll be run lifnei iver. Even though he's a mace right now, it'll be lifnei iver for me to cause him to be machshul b'shatnas. So I can't do it. If on the other hand, mitzvahs are not betelis liyasid lava. I'm sorry, mitzvahs are betelis liyasid lava. So, lasid lava, there'll be no Isra of Shatnas. Again, How that stems with the Rambam's klal of the mitzvahs of the Torah, that's another shaila, but the Gemara clearly has a sugya, mitzvahs betelis liyasid lavai, or mitzvahs einin betelis. Frektaisis a gavalda gakasha, wait a second here. What does the Gemara say? If mitzvahs are betelis liyasid lavai, put on shatnas, no big deal. What about loyeg larash? In other words, I'm not allowed to wear shatnas. I put shatnas on the mace, and the mace sees he wears shatnas. Like Larash, I'm making fun. He can't do the mitzvah of shatnas anymore. Zuktamaral, I'll pee this chilek, a gavaldiga teres. It's only shayach loig Larash on a nasay. When I do a mitzvah sasay, and I'm kinda, mamash, gavaldiga yishu, Tysus flies by its sarachin. I mean, the teretz taisus gives, I mean, it depends. There are two taisus, and one taisus gives a teretz that really, we don't apply loig rush for all mitzvahs, only for tzitzis and tefillin, where this is such a great mitzvah that there's more tzar. But the moral is a double pasha. By a mitzvah sasei, when I'm maisiv kedusha in my neshama, so the mace is gonna be bitzar. I can go from 10 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50, the mace died at 10, he can't do anything, and I'm going up, loyeg l'rush. But zakta ma'aral, according to his teretz, on a leisasa, he's not losing anything. Because if he was a 10, the only reason he would lose is if he's over on the lav, he goes down to 8 to 9, no, 9, 8, 7. But since he's a mace, and he's not being over the Ratzon Hashem, his kedusha is maintained. So Mimela Zakta Maral, based on his chiluk, we understand why it's shayach loyeg l'rush only on a kiyum of a mitzvah saseh, not on a loy saseh, and that's why the Gemara is taila the shayla of tachrichi hameis only on mitzvah betelis liyasid levay or not betelis of mamish gavaliga teres. You see that in this Gorari you have mamish and yanim of halacha chidushim that are very mistabra. Now the only thing the Maral does not fend for, and Ibn the Emes, it is a stark akasha. We don't have such a good yisha for this, is that the min ha'kailam is that a mace is buried in a talus, and we passel the talus. We passel the talus. So the kasha is l'chaira, mitzvah sitzis, a mitzvah saseh, and we're showing that the mace cannot be, I mean, l'chaira, what's the difference between I can't show my tzitzis in front of the mace, because it's la'eg l'rush, then why isn't the levishas talis without tzitzis? Gufa la'eg l'rush. Now, may high time it's yadua. That's a,
What's the
la'eg l'rush mean? Meaning you're cutting, you're passeling the talis, as if to say that you no longer have the ability to do this mitzvah. Like
Larash, that he sees someone else doing it, not so much for himself.
Well, the question is, I mean, Tysus asks the question. Tysus says, I understand, it's not the same. It's not the same like Larash as seeing somebody else. But to put on a talus on the person and do it in a way that is telling him, you can't do this, you know, there's a problem. Yeah.
Isn't one of the reasons we pass the Dafka so that it won't be like Larash?
Well, it depends how you. It really depends how you postulate. You're 100% correct. If what you do is you cut off the tzitzis, then you have a problem of loyeg l'rush. If you round off the corner, then you do have a time. That's why, because then he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so it's just a garment. It's not. In other words, you're not making fun of him in any way. But because of this, though, the gra left the tzava. It was yedua that the gra left the tzava. That he should be buried in a kosher talis, and that he told this to his mishamish, Rav Sadja, who was his closest mishamish the last few months of his life. Rav Sadja went home, in other words, his family was somewhere else for Sukkot, he went home. The gra was nifter, chalamayit Sukkot. Rav Sadja rushed back to Vilna to be at the Levayit, it was chalamayit. And Rav Sadja ran, and they were lowering the body. The Chevra Kedisha already put the pasul talis on him. They stopped the Levaya in the middle to don whether they should listen to the Graz Sava. And they were machlit that if Alpi Hashkacha, they already put the pasul talis on him. There was a simen min hashamayim that even the Graz should not be mishana from the minuk. Now they tell a parallel story. It's a different story with the Yisayid V'Sherish HaAvayda. who lived in the same time as the great, great tzaddik. He also left Eitz Ava to be buried in a kosher talis. And here the Chevra Kedisha put on a kosher talis because they knew ahead of time. And what happened was, as they were lowering the body, you know, there was no coffin. Lowering the body, a string got caught and the corner ripped off. And they say that it was Bahashgacha that way, yeah.
But isn't the fact that he's wearing the Pasal Talis is now an issue to wear a four corner garment, so therefore it can't be lowered to the Talis of the Maharal?
Well, but it's not a lav. In other words, the isser of wearing a four cornered garment is your mavatel, the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis. It is a bitul saseh. In other words, there's no lav in the Torah of wearing a four cornered garment. But since you're mechuyev in the mitzvah, you're actively being mavatel a mitzvah saseh. Yeah.
When the Maharal says there's no Tosefta's Kedusha for not doing a
Yeah.
say, does he mean that if you have a strong temptation to an Aliyah and you don't...
So that's a very good question, because the Maharal asks the Kasha on himself, just to go back to it a few hours, that there's a Gemara that says, Avar Yashav Adam V'loy Avar Aveira Nosnim Lo Sechar Ka'isa Mitzvah. It's a Lashon of Chazal. A person sits and he's not over in Aveira, he gets the Sechar, the Kavishas HaYetzer, he gets the Sechar, Ki'ilu Asa Mitzvah. So Vais Dechais, there is Tosefes Kedusha. So the Maharal says like this, the Maharal says, Chap this way, he says, you don't get Sechar for keeping a Laisasa, you get Sechar for the struggle that you have in conquering your Yetzirah, and Mimela, but on the Etzem Loisasa, there's no Tosefes Kedusha, it's only the Kavishas HaYetzer. And Titanus like this, and Titanus, and let's say by a human being, like I said before, there's no Inyan of Eina Mitzvah V'Yaisa by a Loisasa, because he says, if you're not Mitzvah, you don't have the Yetzirah. This is an interesting word. Taisa says this generally. Taisa says, Gadol Mitzvah V'Yaisa, Mimi She'Eina Mitzvah V'Yaisa. So we would think the opposite. If I do something I don't have to do, I should get extra credit. And Eina Mitzvah V'Yaisa, right? You get more Sechar. So Taisus is a two-word Taisus, just two words, in Maseches Avodah Zarah. He says, when you're Mitzvah V'Yaisa, Yitzrei Taikvei. When you're Mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara, not to do it, is very strong. You see this with Bar Mitzvah kids. When they're 12 years old, you know, they'll learn all day Shabbos, etc. Day after the Bar Mitzvah already, there's the Yetzer Hara there. Even though we say the Yetzer Hara starts when you're a cousin, but the emes is, you see this in the Reform movement. In the Reform movement, there's a big, big hisaris to wear tefillin. But only for the women. Now women, okay, even if women are permitted to wear tefillin, that's a machlek, the Ramah says they're not, but even if they're permitted, they're body not mitzvah. So the most of a heter they would have is an eino mitzvah v'yaseh. So how come all these women want to wear tefillin and none of the men want to wear tefillin? The answer is exactly, when you're not mitzvah, there's no yetzahara. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that you see that a person don't want to be a muchrich. Once I have to take orders, I rebel. If I decide on my own, I'm happy to do all sorts of things, right? Married people know. You're about to take out the garbage, but if your wife tells you to take out the garbage, you know, I was going to do it anyway, but no. I don't want to do it now that I have to do it. You know, so the thing is, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz gives a wonderful story. If you remember, there was Shimi ben Gera. He was an ancestor of Mordechai, a relative of Shaul. And when David HaMelech is running away from Avshalom, Shimi ben Gera curses him and says, you deserve it, you deserve it. And Yayav wanted to kill Shimi ben Gera, and David HaMelech says, no, if the Eberster didn't want me to receive this Bizayim, it wouldn't have happened. But on his deathbed, David HaMelech actually told Shlomo HaMelech, he is Chai of Misa, he's a married B'malchus, I didn't want to do it because I was no gay B'davar at the time. That's the Pashtus of the Mahalach, but you take care of him. So what did Shlomo HaMelech do? Strange thing. All he told Shimon ben Gera, he says, don't leave Yerushalayim. House arrest. City, not house arrest. City arrest! Don't leave this city. If you leave this city, you're going to be Chai of Misa. So there's a Misa, his donkeys wander off, he's a rich guy, and he wanders looking for his donkey. I mean, what type of shtus Rav Chaim says? I mean, you know, if you leave the city and they catch you, they're going to kill you. It's not going for a big thing, a levaya or a chasna of your children. You're going to look for your donkeys. You could have sent shluchim. Zek Rav Chaim. Until he was told he couldn't leave the city, he wouldn't have bothered leaving the city anyway. But as soon as he's told he can never leave the city, it becomes unbearable. He's suffocating. You know, he's dying. I have to get out. I can't stay in the city. Because once a person is a mukhrach, then there's a stubbornness, an akshonis in a person. And kal v'chaymer l'gabi the ribani shalaylam. A person doesn't want to be a mukhrach. That's why Taisa says, gadol hametzuveh, hametzuveh v'yaisa. So that's what the Maral says. That the sechar for a leisasa is the kavisha sayetzer, but if you're not mitzvah, there's no kavisha sayetzer, and on a mace anyway, there's no yetzer. So the mela, the mace is not missing out that particular aspect. Yeah.
If you would say that mitzvahs aren't potatoes, loss of lover.
Yeah.
So then, what would be the iser with the shamas?
It would seem to be lifnei, because in other words, it's not. No, the iser is not. No, the iser is not. The problem is, it's not that the mace is wearing shatnas as a mace, but the chashash is there'll be techias hamasim when he's chayav in the mitzvah of shatnas, and he'll be wearing shatnas.
Right. So who's going to be under this neighbor? Not him.
No, the malbish. If I put tachrichim of shatnas on a mace, mitzvahs are not betelus liasad lavai. I am causing the person after Tchias HaMesim to be over on Shatnes, so I'm over on Lifnei. The Malbish.
You also don't want to have to
take off his
clothes as soon as he gets up, right?
Well, that's right. Now the question you could raise is this. If you're Malbish somebody when he's asleep, certainly when he's dead, and then he wakes up and he's wearing Shatnes, is he over? I mean, ein lecha anes gadol mizeh. So you see from here that even though he's not chayev in einshin, but the einus is a maisa aveira. The vayis tachayis from the sugya that even if he's wearing it be einus gomor, it's still considered to be a maisa aveira, which is shayach for me to be over and lifnei iver, because I caused him to be nichshel b'maisa aveira. I mean, that's why you're right, because otherwise, whatever he's wearing when he gets up would be an honest garment.
On that side, then, that if it's not bottle, so when is he over this neighbor? Only lachatrias amazing?
Yes. No, I think that's for sure. I think that's for sure. Because while he's dead, he's vadai putter. So you weren't machshel in biavera. And that's what the Maral is saying. It's not leg l'rush, and certainly you're not machshel mevera, but you will be over and lift neighbor bisman hatachia. Assume he's still wearing it, the garments might disintegrate, but since we don't know when Techias HaMesim is, it's gemot that there's a lifnei iver.
Sleeping is not called Yerusha.
Say again?
If he's sleeping, you don't think that it's not called Yerusha until he wakes up and actually gets up.
That's correct, but the issue becomes when he wakes up, it's against, you know, he has no das. You know.
But he has to get up. He's just sleeping.
That's correct. In fact, by the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins, that if somebody fell asleep, it's very interesting. Somebody fell asleep outside of the sukkah, you're not mechuyev to wake him up, because when he's asleep, he's putter from the mitzvahs. In other words, when we say you're not allowed to sleep outside of the sukkah, it means you're not allowed to go to sleep outside of the sukkah. But it's not shayach to say you're over on something while you're asleep. So Alibi the Emes, right now, he's not over in anything, I'm not mechuyev to wake him up. Okay.
They say that about a certain yeshiva that didn't have big enough sukkah for everybody. Yeah. When guys fell asleep, the other guys took them out and they were...
Okay. It could be, according to Rosh Hashanah, that would be permitted. Okay. All right. So, now one final horror the Maral has, which he doesn't give a full hesber for, is he asks Akasha, the Gemara Narvei Pesachim discusses the inyan of Hallel, and it says, Liosid Lavai, who is going to recite? No, it says the Avos and Moshe and Aaron, they're all going to be saying these psukim of Hallel, Limosa Mashiach, and the question is going to be, who is going to lead benching? Who's going to have the Kaishel Bracha? And it mentions, Avram will not take the Kaishel Bracha because he had Yishmael, and Yitzchak will not take the Kaishel Bracha because he had Esav. And then it says, Yaakov will not take the Kaishel Bracha, Shenosa Beis Achiyais. Since Yaakov had the pagam of marrying two achiyais, which is Nasar Achar Matan Taira, it's not Ra'oi for him to be Mavarech Liyasid Lavai. So the Maral says it's a little schwer, according to my Mahalach, because if Ali B'Diyemes, they were not Mitzvah. And the Avais even voluntarily did not feel there was any Inyan in the Kiyam of Alay Sasa. So why should Yaakov being Nasa Beis Achayos, why should that be a Pagam? Why should that be a problem? But the Maral says, well, the question is, will he be, will they be married to each other after the Chisayim? I don't know. That's the question of whether they'll be married at that point. But the Maral says, there's still a Pagam, meaning to say, in a sense, there's a different Pagam. The fact that you did something that you were totally allowed to do, but it's something the Torah will eventually declare to be improper, that means you were not yet on the Madrega on some level, where you were able to, where you were supposed to live by that. That's considered to be a Pagam, as it were. Not that it's an Aveira, but the very fact that, you know, you weren't given that mitzvah, and that's why you lived that way, that's a shtickle bit of Pagam. Okay.
It was like a mere chassidus.
It was what?
Theoretically, it's like a mere chassidus not to hear it.
Well, on the other end, he says not. In other words, he's saying they didn't have to do it at all, even also midas chassidus, but the fact that they didn't have to do it is a certain yirida. It's like Hashem, although it's hard to understand what that means for the Yavas, I mean, they were certainly greater than the later Dairus, but it's as if Hashem said, you know, you're not ready for that yet. So that's a shtickle on one side. That's
a
shtickle
for
them. Yeah, according to that, that's right. The fact that he's able to, right. The pile is just a giloy that wasn't the Madrega band. Okay. So anyway, they say this is a very, very beautiful and nice morale, and the Kesais brings it and the like, and as they say, it's maybe the most Yadua. Now, to go back a little bit in some of the Kolam of the Gorariah, I just want to mention an interesting thing. Remember, I mentioned last week that the Iker Sefer on Rashi, that the Maral is really writing the Gur Aryeh Keneged, although not really Keneged, is Rav Elyahu Mizrachi, the Ram, which is the great, great Perish on Rashi. But they have a very different Mahalach. We know that Rashi brings many, many Midrashim, like one of the outstanding things is Rashi brings Midrashi Chazal, and both in terms of the Drasha itself and in terms of why Rashi brings it, there's a big machlokes, the Ram and the Gur Aryeh and the Maral, as to what is Rashi's sheet in bringing Midrashim. Because it is a difficult question. Because Rashi brings some Midrashim and not all Midrashim. And sometimes Rashi combines Midrashim and the like. So Rav Elyahu Mizrachi says, both on Rashi and on the Midrashim themselves, that Midrashi Chazal are often not muchrach in the Lashon HaPasuk. The Lashon HaPasuk has a pshat, and what Chazal is saying is not something that is muchrach in the pshat, but Chazal read into psukim thoughts and musarim and hashkafos that build emuna, that give us his karvas to the bayrei, but the Mizrahi shita is, you're not muchuyev to see that there's a hechrach in the Lashon for the drasha of Chazal. Maral is mamish misnagei to this approach lagamri, and the Maral says every drasha, and this is, we said this in the Ber HaGaila as well, every drasha of Chazal is miyusad on some difficulty in the lashon, either a repetition, a redundancy, an unusual word, something that shouldn't be there, and therefore divrei Chazal amuchrachim. And in Rashi's choice of midrashim, it was not simply that Rashi chose the midrashim that have the important messages, although that's true also, but rather Rashi chose the midrashim that are muchrach in terms of an understanding of pshutai shel mikra. And that is why even Rashi differentiates between pshat and drash. Rashi will say this is the medrash and this is the pshat. Even Rashi does it. And then when you get to Mefarshim like the Ibn Ezra does it extremely often. The Maral Bichlal doesn't like that whole chiluk. The Maral says the drasha of Chazal is based on the considerations of pshat. Pshat is looking at the dicta, looking at the grammar, looking at the normal way lashon should be expressed, and Chazal's drashos come out of the pshat. They are not imposed on the pshat. But He then says another thing. It's important that you keep these two ideas together. On one hand, the drushas of Chazal come from pshat, but on the other hand, they don't replace the pshat. Chazal have a saying, a Gemara, Ein mikra yaitse midei pshuta. So he says, the pshat is still the pshat, but because of the irregularity, it is also teaching an extra drash. But the extra drash is not replacing the pshat, and there will have to be a connection between the drash and the pshat. An example that Maral gives is the following. He gives the following example. In the beginning of Parshas, in Parshas Bereishis, not in the beginning, but in Parshas Bereishis, talks about Yuval, right, one of the Asara Dairis. And Yuval was Avi Mikne, Avi Mikne, Avi Oihel Umikne, the father of tents and cattle, which means he seems to have been not the first shepherd, because Hebel was earlier, but he made it a profession. He had tents, he was a wandering person, and he raised cattle. Rashi brings a medrash that Yuval was maschil in Avodah Zarah, and Mikne should be read as if there was an aleph at the end. Mikne with an aleph is making jealousy to Hashem, and that's the lashon of Avodah Zarah. It was semel hakina, the sign of jealousy. So Yuval was an Eved Avodah Zarah. Now Rabbi Yom Mizrahi points out, this is very schwer, because Chazal seem to be reading Mikne as if it was an aleph, and in fact Mikne is with a hay, and Mikne with a hay means animals. Mikne with an aleph with a hay does not mean jealousy. So how can Chazal possibly darshan Avodah Zarah? So Rabbi Yom Mizrahi just says, perhaps it was a Mesorah they had, meaning to say, Chazal are, in other words, the Mizrahi is understanding like this, Chazal are changing the word Mikne as if it had an aleph when in fact it has a hay. And then you have a kasha. So why does the Torah write it with a hay? The Maral interprets the drasha very differently. Avada is a davar pashut. Ein mikra yaitse midei pshute, that he accumulated cattle. But, he says, Chazal have a mahalach called Lashain Naifal al Lashain. Why does the Torah use the word Mikne instead of using the word Behema? Or instead of using the word Bakor? Or Tsonu Bakor? So, this is what Chazal say. If it uses the word Mikne, and it means animals, it's designed to connect you to another word that sounds the same way, as if to say, he accumulated the animals, Le'avodah Zarah. You see the chiluk here. It's not that Chazal are saying the word Mikne means Avodah Zarah. The word Mikne means animals. Ein Mikra Yaseh Midei Pshuta. But Chazal are saying, since there are so many words that could be used animals, and in fact most of the time those other words are used, Tson, Bokor, why did Chazal use a word that's, I'm sorry, why did the Torah use a word that sounds like the word of Avodah Zarah? Answer, he gathered the animals, Litakruvus Avodah Zarah. So the Maral says, we're not saying Mikne is as if it was written with an aleph, Mikne is written with a hay. But Chazal look at the idea of Lashain, Naifal al Lashain, meaning similarity of sounds, to give us a secondary meaning. Right, so this is an important clout that he says that, number one, all drushas are miyusid on kashas and pshat, but number two, the drusha is not changing the pshat. The pshat is the pshat, and the drusha is being maisif, something you read into the pshat itself. Yeah.
Would you say that the Maral is arguing on the fact that there was a Mesorah, or that Chazal could just make it, somehow know that idea from the word?
Well, that's a good question, because there are other places where the Maral says in the Ber Agayla that all the drushes of Chazal are from Mesorah. But he's saying the Chachma of Chazal is Chazal had Mesorahs, but the Mesorahs were not necessarily how to read the Pesukim. In their Chachma, they showed how everything is in the Lashon of the Torah itself. Right? So again, this is a Mahalach. And in fact, it's interesting, the Maral, you know, the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says with a lot of repetition, the Torah repeats words, Hocheach Tochiach es Hamisecha, Haveit Tavitenu, Hoshev Toshiv, So, according to one man, the Amar, you don't darshan those repetitions, because we say, Dibra Taira, Koloshin B'nai Adam. The Torah speaks the way people talk. Sometimes people would repeat something for emphasis, and it's not considered to be a significant point. But the Gemara says in many places that Dibra Torah Kolashin B'nai Adam is only if you don't have a drasha, meaning Heicha De'ika LeMidrash, where you're able to make a drasha, we make a drasha. So the Mizrahi says the simple meaning of that is, V'chaira, what does that mean? When you're able to make a drasha, you make a drasha. I mean, if the pshat is you have a teretz of Dibra Torah Kolashin B'nai Adam, then there's never a hechrech for the drasha. Maybe if the repetition is Dibra Torah Kolashin B'nai Adam. So the Mizrahi's lashon is that ain achinami. Mikan, we learn that even when the drashas of Chazal are not muchrech, the lashon akasuf, they were mishtadled to make drushes, to learn Musar and Hashkafa. The Maral had a different verse in the Gemara. The Maral does not learn Heicha De'ika LeMedrash Darshinen. The Maral says Heicha De'muchach LeMedrash Darshinen. Meaning to say, there has to be a Hechrich. When there's no Hechrich, then we say Dibra Torah. So you see a whole different approach to the drushes of Chazal, where the Mizrahi was willing to say Chazal didn't have hechrechim. They were given rishus to put in meanings in psukim, even if there's no hechrech b'lash and akasav. The Maral is very, very strongly in the snagate to that whole approach. Yeah. So he says that Rashi brings Midrashim. He says often because of the Musar in it, the Yisairis in it. In other words, it's a lesson.
Well, so you could really manage without the Midrashim.
Yes, that's what the Mizrahi says. Mizrahi says that Rashi's choice of Midrashim are not Mukhruch in Pshat. Now, the Maral, by the way, even though you'd think the Gur Aryeh was written as a safer, in defense of Rashi, the emes is, the only client the Maral has is Chazal, meaning to say, the emes is, that when Rashi sometimes says that the Midrashim are not the Fi Pshuto Shel Mikra, Rashi will sometimes say, this is the Midrash, but it doesn't fit the Pshat, the Maral will say Rashi is wrong. So the Maral is not, see, unlike the Mizrahi's job is, like the Pnei Yeshua, he defends Rashi 100% of the time. He defends Rashi against Chazal, if he has to. He defends Rashi against Ramban. He defends Rashi against Ibn Ezra. Right? The Mizrahi's client is Rashi. The Maral's client is only Chazal. Meaning to say, that even Rashi, although it's comparatively rare, the Ibn Ezra, the Gur Aryeh attacks 100 times. Rashi a few times. But even Rashi, if Rashi goes keneged Chazal, or Rashi says a lashon that this Medrash is not Pshutei Shel Mikra, Maral will attack. Now it's interesting, you may have come across in the years, you know, Rashi's grandson is of course Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam were brothers. And Rashbam, although it's interesting, you know from Bava Basra, the Rashbam's Perushim on Gemara are very, very long. But the Rashbam's Perush on Chumash is very, very short. The Rashbam is mamish, very, very makatzer. And the Rashbam does not bring Midrashim at all. The Rashbam goes pshat and the grammar and the, like the Ibn Ezra. Although it's a little easier than the Ibn Ezra and the like. So, the Rashbam brings, is it Parshas Vayeshev, that he gives a pshat keneged Chazal, and he says, we have rishus to explain psukim keneged Chazal, if it's not nogea lahalacha. And then he says, a remarkable thing. He says, and I told this over to my grandfather, Rabbeinu Shlomo, and I said, you know, this is mukhrich in terms of diktuk, in terms of syntax. He says, and he was maskim, and he said to me, if he would have time, he would write a new peirush ala Torah that would be al pi pshat, based on a very unusual lashon, pshatot hamischadshos b'chol yom, based on the new understandings of pshat that come every day. In other words, the Rashbam seems to be communicating to us that Rashi felt perhaps he was using too many midrashim. Now, well, okay, I really shouldn't say this. I mean, my own feeling is he wanted to get his anicle off his back a little bit. I mean, one can see that the Rashbam was being fairly aggressive here. So Rashi, oh, maybe you're right. You know, okay. I don't have any right. I just have a little bit of a feeling. Yeah.
And the Maharal says he always goes with the Chazal.
Yes.
Maybe since the Rishonim don't go that way, perhaps it's an indication.
You know, it's an interesting point. The Maharal is much more faithful to Chazal than most of the Rishonim. Rashi is the most faithful to Chazal. Even Rashi, you've come across the Lashon, right? When you're Mavre Sedra, Rashi will sometimes say, "This is the drasha of Chazal, but it's not me. You shav." Let's be Seder HaPesukim. Rashi says such a thing. Ramban says it sometimes. Ibn Ezra says it all the time, but that's why the Ramban attacked them. I mean, even the Ramban already attacked the Ibn Ezra for that. But the Maharal like is not right. The Maharal does not concede anything. The Maharal said Chazal are always right. So your taina is, well, if the Rishonim believe you could deviate, well, once again, it's a hard question to answer. You know, who's more authoritative, the Tanoim or Rashi? Well, what can I tell you? Obviously, the Tanoim are more authoritative. On the other end, if Rashi tells you you don't have to touch up a pasuk like a Tana, then we have to be Makabel Rashi as I miss also. It's a good kasha, but the Maharal Shita is. Well, again, though, see, like the Mizrahi, you have a Yisha, because like the Mizrahi, Chazal are not telling you, in a way the Mizrahi makes it easier than the Maharal. Because the Mizrahi is saying, Chazal Gufa did not mean to be Koveya the Pshat. Chazal are giving you lessons. So it's Shaykh to say, we have the lessons of Chazal, and we have the Pshat. So like the Mizrahi, you know, your time is not satanic. Like the Maharal, it's Shver though. The Maharal is making a claim, thus is Pshat. So if Rashi says it's not Pshat, what do you do? Right?
Did he get it from himself, or did he get this idea from previous?
It's hard for us to know. As you know, we do not know who the Maharal's Rebbe was. We literally do not know who the Maharal's Rebbe was. Some people say he had no Rebbe. Some people say the Maharal's only Rebbe was Chazal themselves. You know, so it's hard to know. The Maharal is a mysterious figure in many ways. We Pashut don't know a lot about his past. He just emerged as the Adam HaShalem, the Adam HaGadol. But we don't really know the past, yeah.
According to the Maharal, what could be when Rashi brings the Joshim but he doesn't bring the Joshim? If everything is up, surely
Shalinko. Yeah, that's MS. But he says that Rashi's, since Rashi's Peiros was written for everybody, even the Hamoinam, so sometimes there are kashas and pshat that are bolate liayim, and sometimes there are more subtle ones. So Rashi will tend to bring the Midrashim when the problems in Pshat are something that the average person would notice. So Rashi wanted to give you a Mavteach that, you know, you'll have a Mahalach. When there are Midrashim that require a much more Dakustic type of thing, so Rashi would sometimes not bring it. Yeah.
Well, the Maisa came out every time that the Rashi does bring the Medrash, the Rashbam comes to say what the Pasha Pshat is.
That's correct.
Saying it could be that he Taka took it literally.
Again, I mean, in a way, the Mizrahi's Mahalat is a little easier. In other words, this dichotomy of Pshat and Drash, I mean, the Maharal is a shtickle mechudish that he denies that it, well, he doesn't deny that it exists, because he does say a Drash is a Drash, but the Drash is mukhrich from the Pshat. He's not saying the Drash is the Pshat, but he's saying the Drash comes from the Pshat, and therefore it should be a chalik of how you interpret the Pasuk. Yeah.
No, you're right, that's actually
how the Mizrahi answers the Ramban's kashas.
In other words, like one general
answer. He'll often say that. But even so, the Ramban's kasha might still be that Rashi should have given us the Pshat. You know, in other words, even if Rashi wasn't saying this is the Pshat, Ebazai, Rashi should have given you the Pshat. Right? He didn't give you the Pshat. Now, let me just mention too that there are many, many things in Maharal, again, in the Gor Aryeh, but in all of the Svarim, where, and I'll just begin this, where the Maharal was Mechadesh, a whole Chachma of numerology, which you don't have too much in Chazal. In other words, in Chazal we have Gematria, where you add up the letters, But the notion that numbers have an intrinsic mystical meaning, 3 means something, 4 means something, you don't really have a, this is one area where the Maral, it could be from Chachmas HaKabbalah, we're not really sure, but this is something that you don't get from Midrashim directly. In fact, there's a, I think Rav Hartman recently put out a separate book in English with somebody about numerology in the writings of the Maral. And, you know, just tremendous. So I just want to give you two very quick examples of how the Maral uses numerology, both in the Gur Aryeh, but also in the other Svarim as well. One is, and this is Nogei HaShavuos HaShtikl, the Gemara in Shabbos has the Agadata and Matan Torah in the Perek Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara has a story, Dorish Ahi Galila. A person from Galil, an anonymous person from Galil, made a drasha, Baruch Rachamana, blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Diyahiv Lan, Ayraisa Talisoi, Liam Talisoi, Biyarcha Talisoi, that the Eibishter gave a threefold Torah, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, whatever that means, B'Sinai, to a threefold nation, Kehanim Levi'im Yisraelim. In the third month, Nisan Iyar Sivan, in the third day, meaning after Shalesha Shimei Hagbom. And the Gemara has no comment on it, just says, Darish Ahigal Eloi, everything about Matan Torah is connected to the idea of three. What's the significance of that? So the Maral develops a whole Mahalach in both in Gur Aryeh and Tiferes Yisrael, and he says, three, you visualize three as a triangle. Now imagine the base of the triangle, you have the extremities, two points going in opposite directions. One point is here, one point is here, the Merchak. But then if you draw lines from the points to the top, they get integrated, they get combined at the apex. So he says, three is a mispar that represents the integration and the synthesis of opposite forces. Because the base of a triangle are opposites, and they get combined and ma'uriv on the top. So he says, this is why we find in Kabbalah that the first sphera is chesed, and the second sphera is gevura. Chesed is giving, midas harachamim, or midas... Actually, it's more than rachim, but chesed is benevolence, compassion, kindness. Gevura is when Hashem holds back, and it's midas hadin. And that's why Avraham represents the midas hachesed and had a son Yishmael, and Yitzchak represents the kayach of the gevura, and it was Esav. But Yaakov Avinu is teres. Tiferes, which is beauty, is the integration of chesed and rachamim. And that is why Yaakov Avinu is Chesed and Gevura, rather. And that is why Yaakov Avinu is called Mitasei Shleima, because you have to integrate. You have too much Chesed, you know, your kids are eating candy all day and they lose their teeth. And too much Gevura, you know, they're rejected. You need a Mizuk, Tiferes. So Zakta Maral, Torah teaches us how to reconcile the opposites. When to be a rachman. Right? Some people, b'teva, are rachmanim no matter what. And some people are balei gevura no matter what. They go to extremes. The Torah teaches us how to synthesize these two contradictory aspects of human personality. And that is why Torah is connected to three. That is why Yaakov, that represents the mizuk, is considered to be the Av of Torah, because Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Avaida, Torah Avaida Gemilas Chesedim, because Torah is Gufa, the Ischabrus of Chesed and Gevura. And the other aspect is Guf and Neshama, meaning like this. We are comprised of Gashmias and Ruchnias. And the Ruchnias and the Gashmias are often in Estira. The Ruchnias wants to vake us Hashem, and the Gashmias wants the pleasures of Olam Hazeh. And without Torah, I get torn. Without Torah, sometimes I'm an animal, and sometimes, you know, I'm spiritual. But al pi the derech haTorah, even the Gashmias can be nisyached with the Ruchnias. And the eating can be l'shem Shemayim, and the eating can be l'chavit Shabbos with brachas and the like. So the Maral says, The reason why all of the inyanim of Matan Torah are nischaber through the number 3, because 3 symbolically represents the integration of opposite ends of the spectrum reaching the apex of the triangle, and Torah is ma'ached the kitzvahs, right? That's one thing the Maharal says. Another example of numerology he uses is, he uses the word echad. Echad is the description that the Torah uses of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the only one that's echad. Ultimate achdus, ultimate unity. But if you look at the letters of echad, you see a fascinating thing. Echad is aleph, and then ches dalet. Ches, it's echad, it's an aleph, and a ches dalet. Ches dalet equals 12. So it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the aleph, his chibur to the 12 Shvatim of Am Yisrael. And therefore the true achdus of Hashem also means that his unity with Am Yisrael is one. That's Kudsha Berichu V'Yaraisa, Kudsha Yisrael V'Yaraisa is Chadur. So the Maharal has many, many, we'll talk more about it. He has many, many inyanim of that type of numerology and the like. I'm going to continue with some of this, but for next week, just in terms of Lumitzaya, maybe we'll look a little bit, let's see, well, Shavuos is coming, so maybe we'll be Kedai to look, yeah, I'm sorry, this is not in order. Maybe we'll look at Tes and Yud. Okay, Inyanei Chinuch, Velima, Derech Halima, we'll talk a little bit about that, and the Sina Satira. Okay, so you can get these in the Beis Medrash or in the HebrewBooks.org, or you have your own Maharal. Okay, see you next week.
When Tinek is focused on Mitzvah, or whatever, so they, before they get the Mal, so the Mal goes to Shas. So could it be right that they're taking the potatoes from the Lomai, because the Lomai doesn't take away the Bush.
That'd be a sickle bone. That's how the Rambam seems to pass through. Because you have
the Malikrim. But wouldn't this have to like a rush, no? Because it was never very clear.
He wasn't an Oro. Yeah, that's what Ibn Spirov said. He says, there's no din meal if you're not an Oro.
So wouldn't it be like a rush? Because the family is still.
What was the idea of the Luis?